This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bat tumble.
Everyone all set? Concocked, locked. And here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. We've got a call-in number. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen on your phone, we have a listen line, 605-562-7727. 605-562-7727. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast. John Reagan is with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John, good morning. We have Dr. Gil Mobley with us, a medical doctor, emergency medicine and trauma physician out of the Springfield, Missouri community. And welcome, Dr. Gil Mobley.
Oh, thank you, Vincent.
Hey, Dr. Mobley, you created quite a sensation when you walked through, I believe it was the Atlanta airport, with a hazmat suit on, a white suit, and it said the CDC is lying. What was that all about?
I had had a burden that had increased for the past 3 months prior to that, since maybe July, August, and September, as we've understood that this terrible disease is raging out of control in West Africa, and 150 people coming to the United States every day, 10,000 leave West Africa for all parts of the world every single day, from Nigeria and those areas and other countries, and we weren't screening for them. And I just understood that we would eventually get clusters, yet the United States government said it wasn't going to happen. Who knew before I did my call to action in the Atlanta airport that we'd get a cluster inside one of America's finest hospitals, Dallas Presbyterian. But I saw that there was just a huge need for someone to speak honestly with the American people. Jay Carney said that we know how this disease is transmitted. Well, the fact of the matter is we don't know everything about it. So I prayed really hard, Vincent. I prayed really hard that God would bless this call to action where I could hit a home run and let people be aware that there are a lot of things we need to know, that we aren't as prepared as the government says. We don't know as much as we need to about the disease. And sadly, we need to be frank about what's happening in Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia.
Well, I think you did hit a home run. I mean, you certainly got national attention. You certainly made the Drudge Report, front page of the Drudge Report, and there are millions of viewers of that per day. It certainly did get a lot of attention. Now, so you're concerned about Ebola spreading. The numbers that I heard about a month ago, I got a call, kind of a panic call, and I heard that there would be about a million people, 1.1 million or 1.2 million infected in the United States by December. Did you hear that also, or is that just underground rumors?
Well, that's just if you were to take the numbers and say it was continue to be exponential all around the world. You know, mm-hmm. There is a number that if the current exponential growth continued, the only people celebrating New Year's 2017 would be Ebola survivors. But not every country has a deplorable health care system. destroyed sanitation that's just deplorable and distrust of the government. We'll be able to hold this disease off in countries that have already isolated themselves, like Australia, like Switzerland, like Nigeria. I'm telling you, Denny, I think Nigeria is probably safer than the United States. They're letting no one in, and we're letting 150 people in. They're able to report their fevers. Come on. Mr. Duncan did a good job reporting his fever and his symptoms, didn't he? He lied, and he's not the only one. You know, Dr. Kent Brantley, the missionary doctor, the first guy that came down with Ebola, we brought back, he said that Ebola is a fire from the pit of hell. And we understand that those embers are going to be spreading around the world, and eventually, I don't care how advanced our healthcare system is, but we're going to be getting clusters from the south, and our doors are wide open down there. So eventually, yes, I'm talking about the border between Mexico. It makes sense that we eventually will get so many clusters we can't contain them. I mean, look, Mr. Duncan, you know, outstretched Dallas Presbyterian, the Dallas Health Department, even the CDC's capability. They were still flying in plane loads of people up to a week ago. Just look at one person did. So it's easy to connect the dots and say, wow, we could really easily be overrun. I don't think millions anytime soon is going to happen, but once it happens, it sees every third world country. I don't see what's going to stop it. And that was part of my panic.
Well, aren't we literally a plane ride away from disaster?
Absolutely. You know, epidemiologists, we have been groaning for about 20 or 30 years. I'm talking about the microbiologists and those in infectious disease in the trenches that I talk to. Because we've known mankind is way past due for a pandemic. We've been able to just by the skin of our teeth get out of a bird's flu pandemic because we were killing every bird within countries of where they were. We just barely escaped the SARS situation. MERS, the Mideast thing that's spread by camels and jump species, we're still holding our breath, but doesn't seem to be near as infectious. And it's every time this comes up that we at the Greene County Medical Society, we with Harold Bench or now Kevin Gibson, we say, Kevin, is this the big one? And we're afraid that this may be, and who knew there would be one of the world's most horrific viruses that just turns the human body into a time bomb in which you just explode in highly infectious blood and serum and secretions. You know, it's just, if you read Robin Cook's book, Contagion, wrote the book on Ebola, you'll spend sleepless nights wondering, you know, where does this disease come from? And then you understand what it's doing as far as who's it killing mostly. How's it hurting the most? It's killing the compassion givers, those who treat these people, those who reach out in mercy for the febrile child to stop the person from vomiting up their esophagus or their intestines being excreted through their rectum, that are coughing up their lungs. You reach out with mercy and you're dead too. Yes, this is a fire from the pit of hell. It is a horrible disease and it scares the hell out of us. We can, you know, I sense a break coming up pretty soon. We can talk about the propensity for a vaccine. Is it airborne? Can we say the air A word and things like that? But I hope I gave you an understanding of the scope of what we're dealing with and just how this could easily get out of control.
Well, you certainly have. And Dr. Gil Mobley, I met Dr. Len Horowitz, a dentist, back in the 1990s. And he and I were talking. Mrs. Finelli was with us. So we were talking, just the three of us, for about a half an hour. And he said, in no uncertain terms, that AIDS and Ebola are man-made. They are weapons of war. They were requested by the U.S. military to deliver a surgical strike wherever we wanted it. And when I say surgical strike, what I mean is the difference between airborne and, you know,
there's
like in
mine.
World War One, where we use chlorine gas, our enemies use chlorine gas on us, and we were subject to being the victims of whichever way the wind blew. So if the wind blew back, the enemy got it. If the wind blew toward us, we got it. Well, the idea was to have a weapon of war that would have no cure whatsoever, and be delivered in a precise way. And that's what he told us. And he said that's what AIDS and Ebola are. And I remember back in I believe it was the late 80s, when we first started hearing the word AIDS, people were afraid to go to their dentist because Dr. Acker in Florida infected six of his patients with his bodily fluid, his blood, to give them AIDS in his dental chairs. That was his way of awakening the world to AIDS and the seriousness of it. So we see that AIDS is capable of being spread, and people were terrified. It was so terrifying back then that people did not go to the dentist because we were told, "Are you kidding? You're going to risk going to the dentist for a cavity? Are you kidding? You can die. You can die from AIDS if you go to the dentist." So is that what you think might happen here?
Well, we're more certain that Ebola resides very heavily in the bush beats, particularly the bats in the caves of West Africa. We know that that has been there since, we found that there. It has to be pretty creative to widespread affect bats as well. As a matter of fact, bats are upside-down petri dishes where we need to be studying some of these remedies, by the way, and not in these level 4 biocontainment labs necessarily. But generally, you know, the accepted means of medicine is that they jump species. MERS, Mid-Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, jump from the camel. Most flu vaccines that we get our flu vaccines for every fall, that jumps usually from pigs. The bird flu jumps from birds, and we understand that Ebola jumps from the bat, is what is taught to us. Now, it makes perfectly good sense with all the sinister things and governments on the world and evil control that, you know, somebody's going to weaponize this stuff, and you know if the Soviet Union or China's doing it, I better hope the hell our government's doing it as well to get the step up on what this means, how you do it, and how they're doing it, and the best way to do it. Because as soon as we figure out the best way to do it, they figured it out. As soon as they figured it out, we figured it out through spying. So we better know what's on their page. We better have studied it, is my take on that. But for heaven's sakes, there are better items. Smallpox would probably be equally as vicious, but it's tough to say. You know, I've often said and was told to shut up, but, you know, a pint of blood in the middle of Times Square on New Year's Eve just splattered would send sheer panic through the population, regardless if it was Ebola tainted or not. At this juncture, you know, I mean, yes, the propensity for this virus to shut down totally a city, a state, a country, it has every capability of doing that, whether it's maliciously brought on by man or facilitated by nature, and as you said, just a plane right away.
Dr. Gil Mobley is with us, medical doctor, emergency medicine, and trauma physician, right here in the Springfield, Missouri community. John Reagan's with us, and we're going to be talking more about Ebola when we come back. This is USAPrepares.com. Dr. Mobley will be at the meetup tonight at Jimmy's Egg.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, VAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's John Reagan's with us, Captain John Reagan, and Dr. Gil Mobley's with us. Dr. Mobley will be with us tonight at Jimmy's Egg. And if you're interested in learning more about Ebola and maybe what you can do about it, that's tonight at Jimmy's Egg. And also we have the second seminar will be about the Underground Railroad and farming for profit. So actually three seminars tonight. Andrew is going to be doing seminars 2 and 3. Dr. Mobley will be on first. So if you're interested in coming to Jimmy's Egg, that's in Springfield, Missouri. The information's on the website, usaprepares.com. John Reagan, did you have some thoughts or questions for Dr. Mobley?
Yes, you know, here in Dallas, Ebola is local news. And we just had a nice dog and pony show over the weekend where Bush 43 went up and hugged one of the nurses mm-hmm. that's now home. And we've now been declared Ebola-free because everybody on the watch list has gone beyond the 21-day period. However, as we pointed out before, that's 95% that have been infected show symptoms within 21 days. 5% show symptoms afterwards. And Ebola also lasts longer outside the body once it cools down. And guess what we've got coming this week? Cold weather. There was a lot of things that I saw this week. One is that Ebola modifies the genes as it kills the person. So this is kind of like if it's not an engineered bioweapon, it's sure acting like one. And to me, I've got this article posted too, we're transporting more people in here it's a couple hundred thousand dollars to transport the people and $300,000 to treat them. To me, that just seems insane. And might have the doctor talk about that.
You're exactly right. We don't know everything about this virus. And thanks, John, for your good questions. It has been a whole different picture show down there with y'all down there on the front lines. I was getting some local information directly from people that wasn't making the national press down there, and it was quite the drama. But about a couple of weeks ago, Robin Cook was on the Don Lemon Report on a Saturday night during the height of all this, and that's on CNN. And he said, you know, he wrote the book, and he says, we really don't know everything about how this disease is transmitted. And if the chief scientist, the researcher, the guy that wrote the book says that, how in the world could Jay Carney get on TV and say otherwise? And that's why when I walked through the Atlanta airport 6 weeks ago, tomorrow morning, when I walked through that Atlanta airport on that October 2nd, the back of my suit said, the CDC is lying. But since I realized maybe they're just incompetent and just cannot connect these dots, or quite frankly, maybe it's a dose of incrementalism. Well, they know that we can't handle the whole truth, and it's a drip, drip, drip of bad news. And sadly, concurrently with that, is the worst case scenario kept playing out. Somebody does slip in, and he lies about it. We miss it in one of the finest ERs by a board certified residency trained trauma doc like myself. And why did we miss it? Because our guard was down. The very same week, the president was saying there's next to no chance that we're going to get any Ebola cases here. But we in the trenches knew that was not going to be the case. And then Mr. Duncan shows up. That's the straw that broke my camel's back that led me is Mr. Duncan showing up, let alone, you know, these clusters showing up. But you're exactly right. We don't know about it. And yes, this is somehow either by Satan's design and woe be to someone's soul that had anything to do with this. But yes, this disease has a very scary propensity of changing, even without man's design. But even with man's design, you betcha. You know why? It is a fast, sloppy replicator. Just look at it. It looks like a nightcrawler earthworm. And those chains of RNA can just flop over on themselves. And Osterholm, he's one of the most preeminent, well-respected virologists on epidemics anywhere. Osterholm says with each human being that this virus enters, it's a millionth throw of the dice to see if it can pick up from a flu virus that's there also, the airborne capacity. So I'm not one that's going around saying it's airborne, but I am one going around sure as hell slapping the heck out of the CDC for saying it's not, but then they say, oh, but you can catch it from 3 feet away, but don't use the A word.
Dr. Mobley, when we come back, let's talk about some precautions that you think that we should implement immediately for all of us listening to this broadcast classroom. What should we do to protect ourselves? Dr. Mobley, John Reagan, and I'll be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's John Reagan's with us. And Dr. Gil Mobley's with us. Dr. Mobley, you're in the Springfield community, and if you're in the area, I know you travel to Guatemala to build hospitals, But if you're in the area during March 27, 28, 29, we have our Get Prepared Expo, and I'd love to invite you to speak to our thousands of people who attend. Is that something you'd be interested in doing?
I've heard about you. I've always thought you're a little bit fringe, and now I'm one of you going, oh, my God, we got to get prepared for a Buffalo. So, yeah, welcome to the club, huh? Well, thank you for inviting me. I'd love to be a part of that. And you know what, Vinny? Let's hope, like I and pray, just like I said on the last appearance on the Hannity show, let's hope and pray that I'm the biggest chicken noodle fool in history that go down totally wrong that says this is going to get into every corner of the world before it's over. Let's hope and pray that that's the case, you know? You know, I'd love to stand before you at that time and proclaim that.
Well, that would be wonderful. You know, I just got chills down my spine as you said that, because John Reagan and I feel exactly the same way, that if we're wrong, we will be delighted to be wrong. But it doesn't look like it. It really doesn't. It doesn't look like it.
You just don't know what a burden this has been to go on national TV coast to coast and say something like, the test of this Ron Klain's medal, the test of this man's medal is how fast he admits that we've lost the war in Sierra Leone. To say, just like the president of Dallas Presbyterian Hospital, that we screwed up, we're sorry to these ladies, that we didn't take the precautions. Well, you know what? The world needs to say we're sorry, we've screwed up, and hopefully we haven't lost it in Guinea, I think we have, and Liberia. I don't care what they say about it looking like it's turning around. The fact of the matter is we may be able to slow down the pace that everybody gets it, but it's going to be there to stay. I would cry the night before I came out with those projections, and I hope I'm so wrong, but that's just such a horrible, horrible thing to say. But somebody's got to be saying these things. Benny, we're talking about $6 billion, and they're dropping the military in the middle of a raging fire. Leave that to the Mother Teresa's. The military needs to defend the areas where this disease isn't even present. We will never put out a fire from inside. It's past that point. And that is my most urgent plea. You know, this segment, we want to talk about what we need to do to stop it. Well, we need to contain it from the outside and let the Mother Teresa's deliver the mercy and compassion that we are all so called on as a leading society and as Christians and whatever faith you are. Let them contain the fire from the inside. But for heaven's sakes, get the military to build containment centers here for quarantine, to build fever triage centers. What happens? The first thing I would do is in preparing is to have a paradigm shift in your community, like I and the Greene County Medical Society has been able to do with Cox and St. John's or Mercy here. And that's how the concept of fever triage centers. What happens if a cluster breaks out in the middle of flu season? Immediately, the already overwhelmed hospitals will be overwhelmed. And how many clusters or Mr. Duncan's will it take to close down a hospital entirely? I mean, look at what Mr. Duncan did to Dallas Presbyterian. So the theory is we must have fever triage centers to keep Ebola out of the hospitals to protect our infrastructure. Because we can't be shutting down ERs when we realize that Ebola persons come through and they're positive 2 days later. We can't be shutting down ICUs like we did in Dallas Presbyterian. So even Ebola treatment centers, because if it hits the fan, not everybody's going to have central lines. Not everybody's going to have ventilators and dialysis. They're going to be lucky to have IVs and anti-fever medicines and somebody to empty the bedpans, Benny. And the military can do that. You don't need to have the best trained infectious disease docs in the state doing that. You don't need to have ICU nurses. I can teach a monkey to do those things, and we can teach the military. That is a call to action. That is a paradigm shift. You know, as an emergency trauma physician, I've got 30 years of training to expect the worst till proven otherwise. That's why when somebody comes in, I swear it's indigestion, I make sure their enzymes are negative. That's not a heart attack. I make sure their EKGs. Okay, then I can send them home with and acids. But we have to expect the worst till proven otherwise. One further example, when we come on a scene of a shooting and the guy's bleeding there in the street and hemorrhaging, we know minutes count. We don't run in there to treat that guy until what? Until the police are there and they secured the scene. We've got to let that guy die because we're not going to subject ourselves to make a bad situation worse, subject our ambulance, subject our EMTs, the doctors now that ride around on these things in cities. We let them die before we subject the infrastructure of the people. What happened to that MO? We have to, if somebody is suspected of having Ebola, whisk them the hell out of the infrastructure, have another place set up. And if your community says And to our listeners, if your community says they are ready for an outbreak, ask them how many spare negative pressure rooms they have. Those are the airs that the room that sucks the air out, filters it, treats it before releasing it to the atmosphere rather than somebody next door. And they'll say, spare? And they'll say they have to fight for them. We have a good record of curing people from Ebola right now in the United States, except for Mr. Duncan that came in way late. But each of those people have been treated in a level 4 biohazard containment unit. Like, there are only 4 of them in the United States and 11 beds total. That's not going to handle very many people very long. Those are my thoughts.
John Reagan?
There is a new article in USA Today talking about the lab equipment that's used on the Ebola patients and how you've got companies unwilling to work on this equipment after they've been used on Ebola patients, and some are even saying you have to incinerate this expensive equipment.
Absolutely. That is the only surefire way right now. You know, there's so much we don't know. They're saying it's not airborne, but you look at these doctors still treating every single one that we've had in the United States, and they're in bio-level containment 4 in scuba gear. You're right. That's what's causing the panic. They say, Dr. Gill, you're causing panic by saying the CDC is lying or incompetent. It's not me. Any Joe can see that, my God, you know, they said they were working on this for 7 months, but they let dozens of 55-gallon drums with hazardous material wasted outside Emory University for 2 weeks before they figured out what to do with it. You know, for heaven's sake, you know, they said we're prepared, but they told nurses to wrap tape around their neck in Dallas Presbyterian. Yeah, they're prepared. They've been preparing to do nothing until a crisis arises, just like ISIS in Iraq. That what was going through my heart when I did that call to action 6 weeks ago in the Atlanta airport. If your viewers are just listeners are tuning in, this richly blessed call to action is pretty well chronicalized on survivingebola.org. It just starts out telling how I got the burden, how I prayed harder than I had in my life the morning before I walked through the Atlanta airport, how the Atlanta Journal-Constitution photographer showed up, documented everything, and, man, God blew the doors off this call to action. So getting back to the issue at hand, how do we prepare locally? Put pressure on your local hospitals. Put pressure on your medical societies. Call the Greene County Medical Society if your society needs directions. We've got it figured out. We've got Jim Blaine and the infectious disease guys from both hospitals, one of the most robust health departments in the United States, the Greene County Health Department. You know what? You shouldn't make anybody take care of an Ebola patient. Take volunteers. There are Mother Teresa's among us. We have a robust crew at Cox and a robust crew at Mercy, and they cannot wait because these people, you know, we're the salt of the earth here. You know, faith pervades here. But you're going to have high absenteeism. You've got to have strikes, just like you're going to hit huge strikes tomorrow with the Kaiser Permanente. 18,000 nurses are going to make the news striking tomorrow. We're not going to have that here because we've trained these people. We've been, at my admonishment, you know, screaming about this for 4 months now, and we're more prepared. So the Greene County Medical Society can give directions on the tabletop exercises, the actual drills that you pull off, how you isolate corridors. And all along, I've been telling the world, thank God it's been blessed, don't wait on the CDC. They are clueless. They're not even in line with what the WHO was saying. The WHO in September was saying it is inevitable that advanced countries are going to get clusters. Obama was saying there's a slim chance. We knew otherwise. We knew that we should have been following the personal protection equipment that Doctors Without Borders has been doing rather than the scaled-down version for the first several months of this. You know, people can connect the dots and see the CDC has been derelict in their duty. Had it not been for me making a big stink day one that they're saying they're doing febrile screening, and I just came through customs immigration at the Atlanta airport making a big stink that they weren't doing it that next morning on my layover, they probably still wouldn't be doing febrile screening. So all politics is fought on the local level. And so I would start off by making sure that the concept of fever triage centers, keeping Ebola out of the hospitals. Your hospitals can't say they're going to ship these guys like they have these ones off to the 4 bio containment units because there's only 11 beds in the whole United States. So You know, we can talk about what you need to do personally as well, but I wanted to start the big picture first.
Dr. Mobley, I have a copy of the Ebola protocol for one of the hospitals in the Ozark Mountains. Now, it'll remain nameless. But I have underground sources, and I got this. And basically, it says, you know, wear one of those kinds of masks that you might wear in a operating room. You know, one of those has two ties around the back of the head, and an open back gown, and some latex gloves. That's it.
Well, that is it. Yeah, that's only 6 or 7 weeks old. That's what the CDC was saying. Frieden was saying all you need is a private room with a bathroom 7 weeks ago.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Doctors Without Borders was more credible than them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly the reference material within this multi-page memorandum had information from the CDC. That's exactly what they were saying.
That's exactly right. And they realized they went dreadfully wrong. And we don't know what level. We know we can probably keep it contained in a level 4 biocontainment. There are only 4 level beds available. That's what we know. And we also, Dallas Special Chan threw up their hands and said, let's get this last patient because we're not able to. That's what we know. And oh my God, of all places to do an experiment to see if we really have it down inside New York City where people, 15 million of people live on top of each other. My God, is this not a symbol of the Babel, the Tower of Babel where we can do it, we can build this? My God, what if this cluster broke out like it did in Dallas? My God, what a bad decision it is to put this sensor in.
Well, Dr. Mobley, we're going to see you tonight at the meetup at Jimmy's Egg at about 5 o'clock class. If you're interested in meeting Dr. Mobley, that's Jimmy's Egg. Information on the website. When we come back, my question is, okay, what happens if someone walks into the lobby of a hospital, and he is found to have Ebola?
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Americans, you are being lied to. Does your skin crawl when a politician or a stock market guru say that we are in the midst of an economic recovery? According to top insiders, the largest financial meltdown in history is coming. You can prepare, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you find the cash? If you're fortunate enough to have retirement savings, it's probably not enough. And if it's in the market, it could be wiped out just like the last crash. But this time, it will almost certainly be much worse. Precious metals are a great hedge, but they won't generate immediate cash flow to pay the bills. Learn the secret to creating cash flow and freedom. Get a free copy of my special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117. Or visit babyboomerbackupplan.com. Traditional retirement may not be in the cards, but re-inspirement can change everything. babyboomerbackupplan.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'm just delighted to introduce to you your newest USAPrepares.com senior instructor, Dr. Gil Mobley. And Dr. Mobley will be with us tonight at the meetup at Jimmy's Egg. Information's on the website, USAPrepares.com. Dr. Mobley, so here's a hypothetical situation. I can see this happening. It's just clear as a bell in my mind. So a man walks into a hospital, any hospital, you know, in a city. And he walks in, he's kind of stumbling, and he's a little disoriented, and he walks through the lobby, down the hall, walks into the cafeteria, kind of stumbles in there and vomits. And now the question is, uh-oh, what's with that guy? What would that do to the hospital? So the news hears about it. Well, there might be this guy who had, it looks like he had Ebola symptoms. We're not sure. Then 2 days, we hear that he did have Ebola. What would happen to that hospital?
Total shutdown and terror and panic through the entire community, because you'd think if he was really that advanced, then he was highly contagious, because contagiousness does seem to go with presence of symptoms. So you're saying if he clearly had Ebola at that time. And that brings up a very important point as we peel the layers off this, is as we started talking and grappling with these horrible scenarios about 3 months ago at the Greene County Medical Society, Dr. Stephen Daugherty, one of the head guys of the Cox infectious disease, he goes, that's what I need to know, is when in an outbreak, when a cluster hits a community and we understand Ebola is truly here, when do I push the button and assume that every patient presenting to my office or every patient presenting to the ER is a possible Ebola, and then universal precautions means more than it does with HIV, with goggles and just gloves. Universal precaution means a spacesuit. When a cluster hits a community, it's going person to person, we will have to assume that every febrile person is a potential Ebola. And then every office person in a pediatric ward is going to have a spacesuit in the pediatrics office and the intensive care until they're proven that they don't. And that just brings up the point. If you have fevers, we can't be overwhelmed and assume everyone has Ebola. So, number one, I say get a flu shot. You don't want to be sitting in a zone where you're Ebola or you're not. You end up having the flu that could have been presented with a flu shot. You don't want to be sitting next to somebody in a detention center in purgatory, not knowing whether it's flu. I'm in favor of the flu shot. I think they're safe. They work. The alternative, particularly at this point, is you know, hardly debatable. But the point of the matter is, you know, it is an entirely devastating situation. Then you have the PRN people saying they're not going to go to work because a third of our workforce is PRN. They're just doing it for the double income with no kids and just to have extravagant lifestyle and vacations and boats or whatever. They'll stop. And then what happens when you get 100 people that are quarantined, as happened in Dallas? They quarantined the respiratory therapists. They quarantined, supposed to, the lab people, the phlebotomist, everyone. 100 people were quarantined. How many Mr. Duncans does it take before the whole dang hospital is shut down? And so the next thing you know is can the hospitals even function despite the decontamination they're putting it through? They're saying it's not very contagious, but they spent $400,000 decontaminating that airplane that the nurse rode on, you know, the Frontier. They say it's not decontaminating, but or very contagious, but the NBC cameraman swears he caught it by cleaning the car he was driving in, you know. So just look what they did with this one guy, Dr. Craig Spencer, that rode the subway to the bowling alley. It would just absolutely be unfathomable what it would do to a hospital. But Vinny, my hat is off to you and your organization, because in my specialty, wilderness medicine, we've been talking about how slim the chances, what a fine line we live on total destruction before the power plants can no longer produce, before the law enforcement. We can talk about that, the thin line we live on, after the break. I hear it coming up.
Yeah. Dr. Mobley's with us, MD. I'm Vin Finelli. John Reagan's with us, and looks like Dr. Mobley's going to stay with us for the next hour. We'll be right back.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.